KNVR Mobile.
TR, KN4, VWA. What are you up to now, Tom?
Oh, hi, Steven. Well, we are just leaving Amy's house. And let me turn this radio down. We took her down some fish, and we left her some money for Christmas for the kids. And, we're headed towards Wally World now. And we looked at her big, beautiful gingerbread house. Wow. Boy, those things get intricate.
Mighty good of you, huh? What time are you coming by here to leave me some money?
We depleted the piggy bank on the two grandkids.
Okay. Well, I can wait till next week.
About in one hand and wasting the other. Here's your tip of the day.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean, bud.
Dude, it's beautiful out. Last time I looked, it was like 51 or 2 degrees. It's really nice. We've had to do a lot of moving around. Now we got to go to the worst of all, Walmart's. But we're going to go to the one down here on Pelham where I can't hardly remember how to turn into it. Boy, they need a better sign there. But I don't think the homeowners association or whatever, business owners, will let them put up a nice big sign like Walmart usually has. And boy, you can just drive right past it.
Well, I'm just sitting around here. I finished up my radios, got everything mounted up the way I want it, and it's all done. And I managed to catch a guy in Texas today. One guy in Texas and one guy in 30 miles north of St. Paul, Minnesota, I think. Minnesota. He was somewhere in Minnesota from my truck. From the car here. So I'm very pleased with what I got done.
That's nice, Steve. I got a surprise. I went to Logbook of the World today, and when you get to as old as I am, and I never did Chase DX deliberately a whole lot, but to get in friends is rather difficult now, and over the weekend, I don't run contests as a general rule on Morse code, and but I do pick and choose sometimes if I see something different. Same way on sideband, I'll do it on there because I like sideband too. And one come in from Chad in Africa, C-H-A-D, and I didn't realize it. I don't even know which ones I got and which I don't have, and so I looked it up, and most of them ain't going to get them for a long time because nobody's going to go there. It'd be like St. Peter and Paul's Island, like K4SV went to. There's been more men on the moon than there's been there, I think. So anyways, I picked that up, and that made 298. In my life, I'd like to get 300, but I'm not going to use anything but CW or sideband, as you well know, and to each his own. I just don't like any other modes, so that's what I'll use. And I've got them all from my own house and home, and that was really a surprise.
Well, that's good. Sounds like you're doing great with it. Yeah, I'm just sitting here looking at the drool book. You know what the drool book is, don't you?
Oh, yeah. A new ham radio outlook book, probably. I've got almost that many on sideband, but I think I got, I don't know, Steve. I never keep track, but I never kept track of DX until I got down here because we didn't have Logbook of the World or anything like that. I had Radio Shack books that you logged your contacts in on paper. And I throwed about half of them out before I come down here. And then I found a few, and Ariel helped me put those into Logbook of the World. But it wasn't near as many as I really had, but oh well. Like I said, I don't care. It's all in fun. I enjoy it.
Yep. Well, I tell you what. Prices are going up on stuff.
Well, you got that right. I'm telling you, coax is expensive now. I happened to have some the other day to run that super loop. Thank God for that. I think I'd give a dollar a foot for it back then, but I bet you can't buy it for that now. It's the equivalent of LMR 400, so DX Engineering says.
That voice. Go ahead, Jerry.
Then, Tom, if you checked into Shireen, I just go by Shireen. It's a cable and tech company. So I can't remember where it's from. I don't know where the price is very good. I know that they're, you know, when you build up like a patch connector or something like that, they're a lot cheaper than DX Engineering is. You can specify the exact length, you know, length you want. I bought some LMR 240 UF from them not long ago for my 2 meter rig, and it was a lot cheaper than DX or HRO was.
No, I've never heard of that, Jerry, but I might lean on you if I need some more. I still have a little bit left. I had bought a spool of that stuff, and I don't like the dielectric in the center, the white stuff, you know. To me, it's not as high a temperature as RG214 or RG8 or LMR400, and it's pretty tricky at times to solder it without shorting it. Guys, I've got to concentrate here a minute. It's almost a bow out. It's 0TR.
Take care of the chickens, too, so you have a good day, Tom. Jerry, I'm going to bail out on you, too, buddy. N0TR, Jerry, KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Just a little bit later. N4DJC, clear. You guys have a good afternoon. I'll probably be back on here again. A little bit later, I got to do some running around myself.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. I was trying to find this turn into Walmart down here on Pelham, and it's very difficult. And their parking lot at any Walmart, you know how Walmart is. They walk among us. So I got to concentrate. See you later, buddy. This is NZLTR clear.
And on Pelham Road this time of day, I suppose bad as winter fizz, I guess. But, I looked that website up, but those guys may not be that, they may not be very cheap on big amounts of it. I just noticed their patch cable links for, for like 10, 15 feet or up, so it was a good bit cheaper than the other place was. Anyway, you guys have a good afternoon. We'll see you later. N4DJC.
Not that bad this time of day. It's right retired people's time. 10 till about noon, and then about 1:30 or 2 o'clock until about 3:30. See you later, Jerry. N0TR.
So 7 Japan.